Two Greater Victoria families will be enjoying a full Thanksgiving dinner on Monday thanks to two people who wanted to give back. Janice LeBlanc said embarking on this random act of kindness was a last-minute decision after finding out that the food bank was closed for the holiday weekend. "I am disappointed at myself that I didn't go to the food bank a few days ago, but I was not feeling well. I just would like someone who needs it to take it. People are hurting so badly these days." LeBlanc was moved by a post she read on one of the community groups she follows about a mother who said she can only pick up from the food bank once a month. "She's feeding her children before she feeds herself and she's not eating a lot. It just rips my heart." The North Saanich resident knew she had to do something. She posted a message on a Facebook group called "This is Sydney" on Saturday, offering up a ham roast and an apple crumble pie, some buns and vegetables in the hopes that at least one family would be interested. Her social media post and determination to find a family that truly needed help led her to Judy Henry, whom she met through her husband's church. "I went to her house on West Saanich Road and we gave each other a big hug," LeBlanc excitedly shared. For Henry, it was a wonderful surprise to meet a stranger with a gift for her family on Thanksgiving. "I'm very thankful. I have a big family, 6 children and 9 grandchildren, and we're all going to enjoy the ham and pie. Answered prayer." A single mom and her children were the recipients of a family-sized feast from Saanich resident Ryan Michael. Like LeBlanc, Michael posted on his personal Facebook account on Sunday, October 13, hoping to give away a turkey roast dinner to a family in need. Within 20 minutes, he received 6 messages about the dinner, including one from a single mother who explained she had fled domestic violence with her children. They had been surviving on just broth for their last 3 meals. "She was moved to tears when I confirmed I would provide her with this meal." The single mom, who wished to remain anonymous, said Michael's post was an answer to her prayers. "I thought the chances of getting it were slim. I'm usually the one that's helping everybody else. I'm at a time in my life where I'm the one that needs the help." Michael said it was a profoundly moving experience to meet the family and left feeling deeply humbled and thankful for the opportunity to help. "As I handed her the bags, she began to cry and I could feel a giant weight being lifted off her chest and then immense gratitude. I hugged her and reassured her that it was okay." The single mother of 2 planned to cook the turkey roast dinner on Sunday and Thanksgiving Monday. "There were a lot of potatoes and things, so I'm trying to make 2 dinners out of it so that we can stretch out the blessings as long as we possibly can," she added. Two tales of giving, one happy ending for those who helped and those who welcomed it.